Hi, this is Bob from Hackberry House. Today, we talk about fathers. If you combine the statements of Malachi, Jesus, Paul, and John regarding fathers, would you get a concise theology on the subject of fathers? I think not. But I recently heard such an attempt. The fathers theme of your Bible is an important one. What do we do without fathering? People with the best fathering are simply the best people. The fatherless are among the pitied of scriptures and of us. Pity the grown man who finds that his earthly father is not really his father after all, but that he's a bastard child. Pity the child whose father is gone from soon after conception, never to reappear. He's raised by moms, by grandma. Pity the family whose father is a drunk, a loser, a terror to all who know him. Now, in Christ, all of that is reversible. We know that. But we're way ahead of the story. First, back to these scriptures. I want to see how these four men, Malachi, Jesus, Paul, John, approached the subject of fathering to see if they were talking about the same thing. Of course, our understanding is that all four of these men spoke from God. One of them is God. But let's talk at this time of Malachi. He foretold the coming of the, quote, great and terrible day of the Lord, end of quote. Elijah the prophet is or was to come before that day, said Malachi. Well, that statement opens up a can of argument, doesn't it? Jesus himself pointed to John the Baptist as the Elijah that was to come. But then we see the real Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. And we speculate further that he, this Elijah, is one of the two great prophets that never died and who will return at the very end of history, maybe joined by Enoch, who's also awaiting his appointment with death as he stands before the Lord. This we glean all from the book of Revelation, surely out in our future. Now, John the Baptist truly came in the spirit of Elijah, as Jesus said. But when the Jewish leaders asked him if he indeed was the prophet Elijah, he denied it. That leads us to conclude, putting it all together, that this prophecy has a twofold fulfillment. But the bigger question in relation to Malachi might be, when is the day of the Lord? Most prophecies that deal with this day point to awful, cataclysmic events in the heavens, clear signals that it's all over. But Joel, quoted by Peter on Pentecost, seems to include the day of Pentecost in his end-time scenario. Could it be that here also we're looking at a twofold event? First, the entire spectrum of the presence of Jesus on this planet, from his first coming to his spirit presence in the church to his appearing in the heavenlies to take us home. And then in a limited secondary sense, the final climax of history. The prophets, you know, saw precious little of what we call the church age. They saw his first and second coming as one event and nothing in between. It'd be easy for them to call this Jesus event from beginning to end the day of the Lord. Now, with all of that discussion as our basis, we can move to the question at hand. In what sense will fathers and sons be drawn together, as Malachi prophesies, either in connection with John the Baptist or the coming Elijah? If we view this twofold prophecy as one and generalize the effect of Jesus on a society and a planet, it seems to come out like this. Though it's true that now Jesus divides family members, if certain members reject him and others do not, there's a stronger case to be made for the truth that when Christ and his truth come into a family setting, and everybody accepts him, which does happen, that family is put in order. Love flows from the Father, creating respect from mom and children. God imbibes that orderly fragrance from heaven and rejoices in it. Here's Eden again. Here's the intended purpose of God restored, a planet where he rules in love and his fathers pass on to the rest that wonderful aroma of eternity. Now, I'm not so sure about Hebrew, friends, but of English I know a little bit. The antecedent of he in the prophecy of Malachi, where it says he will restore, it's not Elijah, but the Lord himself. I'm not aware of any work of John the Baptist or the prophet Elijah that matches up with family restoration, unless it be the call they both make to repentance. Repentance does change things in a family. Regardless of who does the restoring, the Lord or his message, we get a glimpse from Malachi of the value of fathers in the family unit. When all is as it should be, the true father is one with every one of his children. Hearts are melted together. The family functions properly. It's a beautiful thing. There's a temptation here to, spiritualize the text and speak of spiritual fathers in the church. But if Elijah is a literal Elijah, and the day of the Lord is literal, and the restoration is literal, I believe it's best to keep the fathers and their children literal also. There's enough in the New Testament about that other fathering to allow us to let Malachi's prophecy be just what it is, a promise for God's order to be restored in the human families of earth when Jesus comes on the scene. God bless you. We'll talk again soon.